For some folks who lose their job, the pain can be, well, physical. Whoa. Even World Wrestling Entertainment, the WWE, has been hit by the recession, a 47% drop in profits in the first quarter. That loud thud we just heard, it's the wrestler Kizarni getting body slammed. And talk about a body slam. Less than 3 months after he made his national debut, Kizarni got a pink slip from the WWE. Wrestler Nick Svetkovich is a self-described long-haired, hippie-tattooed dude from Canada, but his character, Kizarni, is different.
Kizarni is sort of a creepy, colorful, playful, deranged birthday clown, carnival freak, masochist, sideshow monster. Something out of a really colorful nightmare.
And you spoke something called Carney.
Yes, that's...
What did it sound like?
He is our Yizu Diazuing today.
So, I mean, when you sort of developed this persona, you must have done research. You must have...
Yeah, my life.
I mean, how did you...
This wasn't a character I was saddled with. This is me. I'm a legit sideshow circus freak. I'm a legit old school wrestler that has, you know, slept in his car more nights than his bed in the last decade.
How did you find out that you were going to lose your job?
I was actually sitting in a chair in a tattoo parlor getting zapped, and I got a phone call from my boss, and I said, "Hello, boss, what can I do for you?" And he said, "You know, I got bad news." And I just said, "You're effing kidding me." And he just said, "I'm real sorry, but budget cuts, got to have to let you go for the time being." But the way I was sort of made to feel about it was, you know, go out and about for the time being, make some waves, and force WWE to hire me back at some point. And that's exactly what I intend on doing.
Explain something to me about the world of professional wrestling. The backstories, the characters, these are fiction. But the actual physical side of it is real, you say. I mean, that is real.
Absolutely. I mean, people use, I hate this word. I hate the F word. I hate the word fake. It's a ridiculous, inaccurate, insulting word. That's like saying, "Hey, I heard you're a plumber, right? Well, I heard plumbing's for a-holes." You know, that's not a question. That's just, you know, it's just throwing an insult out there. I mean, there's nothing forgiving about landing on a concrete floor or getting waffled by a 300-pound man's fist.
You know that Kizarni has a high threshold of pain, that he has a very close relationship with pain, if you will.
Also got a bad temper and a mean streak, does Kizarni.
So you're known for a variety of signature moves, and I'm going to go through some of them. Can you just describe really quickly what each one means? So, for example, hellbow. What's a hellbow?
It was something where I'd beat my opponent up to the point of them sort of laying around on all fours, and I would hit the ropes and come running at them and jump off their back and land crashing down on the back of their neck with my elbow.
Tallulah Bell.
This move is a double chicken wing body scissors DDT.
A DDT?
So DDT is Jake the Snake Roberts' original finishing hold, which is where he grabs a guy in a front headlock and plummets his own back to the ring apron, bringing his opponent's head with him and kind of spiking his head into the ground, rendering him unconscious at very least.
I mean, I've seen you in some of these videos jumping from the corner of the ring onto somebody on the ground outside the ring. I mean, how do you cope with the injuries?
We're really circus animals. We're bred to perform, and we're bred to keep on going, hurt or otherwise, because if we don't, you know, we get easily replaced. There's no off season. There's no, you know, there's no whopping gigantic salary that if we have to be out for a year or something due to some kind of ridiculous injury, you know, it's a lot closer to like the movie The Wrestler. You know, a lot of the guys, even guys on TV that you see, a lot of them are scraping by. It's real life money situations for everybody. A while back, Shawn Michaels as the good guy and JBL as the villain sort of did a storyline that sort of emulated the economy, where this giant hero, you know, had lost his fortune due to economy and was forced to work for the villain. And, you know, he was doing all sorts of shady things against his will so he could actually make a buck to, you know, feed his family. That was the story idea. And I think it was a really good idea because it really just does portray, you know, what's going on in society, and maybe some kids that, you know, are too cool to watch the news or what have you somehow get a a kind of a surreal dose, but a dose nonetheless of what's going on in the real world. The biggest heroes can fall due to a crappy economy.
That's wrestler Nick Svetkovich. To see him in action as Kazarni, head to npr.org.